Have you sometimes found yourself blaming your circumstances for why you are the way you are? Hi, I'm Brendan Scale, and you're listening to Faith Adventures, stories of people in a real-life faith adventure with God. In today's faith adventure, we chat with a young man named Tespa, who has more than a few extra challenges than most people. Born in Africa, he was adopted into Australian family as a child. And on top of this, a few years later, he was diagnosed with an illness that confines him to a wheelchair. To hear how he deals with these circumstances and what God has done for him, keep listening to today's faith adventure. He's called it From Africa to Oz. Welcome, listeners, to another episode of Faith Adventures. Today I'm on a wonderful faith adventure with a young guy named Tespa out in the town of Murwillumbah in New South Wales. Tespa, it's great to have you on Faith Adventures today.
Yep.
Good to have you here. Tespa, do you want to tell us first off by a little bit about yourself, who you are and where you've come from?
All right. My name is Tespa, Tespa Marcos Katsoufros, and I was originally born in Ethiopia I was born in Ethiopia in 2002, and I had two parents, and I had 11 kids all up.
Wow. So yeah, you're born in Ethiopia?
Yeah, I was born in Ethiopia, Africa.
And you had 11, it was 10 siblings?
Yeah, 10 and with me 11, yeah?
Yeah, 11 kids.
So it was a lot of responsibility to look after, but...
That's a big family.
I had a big family, yeah. And so, yeah, it was a good family. I came from a loving family and caring family, and I was very blessed that they would love me, care for me. And so in about 2006, my father passed away.
Sorry to hear.
At a very young age, but yeah, it was a very young age, 2006. And then 2007, my mom gave us to orphanage.
Yeah. So your mom was looking after 11 kids and said she couldn't handle it. So she gave up two to be adopted.
It was hard, and she, It was easy, but she thought this. I think she thought that God called her, you know, to do that.
Sure,
she's following God's calling.
So let's fast forward. You're in an orphanage at around age 5 or 6.
Yeah.
And then how did you get to Australia?
I got adopted with my parents with a Southern European background parents, and they're from Australia.
Yeah.
Living in Australia. Brisbane, Queensland, Australia, and so in 2007 they came to pick us up in August. I think it was August. They came all the way from Australia down under, all the way to other side of the world.
Wow!
They came to pick up my sister. I forgot to tell you, I also had a sister with me too, along with me.
So the two of you were adopted. Your sister and you to Australia.
Yeah, Australia. Her name is Tizita.
Yes, she's the better looking one of the two, isn't she?
Yeah, that's right. Maybe.
And so you come to Australia when you're roughly age 7?
5.
You're age 5 in Australia.
5,
you came to Australia.
Yep.
And what was the next adventure that was on the cards for you there?
Next adventure was probably going from the Addis Ababa, Ethiopia, all the way to Brisbane, Australia.
Yeah.
All the way in the East Coast.
Yeah. And so being adopted was one challenge, but then another challenge came along, didn't it? Because around age 7, some doctors told you something, didn't they?
Doctors, they diagnosed I had Duchenne muscular dystrophy.
Okay, so muscular dystrophy disease or something
The Duchenne is a type of muscular dystrophy.
Yeah.
Just to put in there.
And so, for a simple person like me, what does that mean for someone? What does the doctor say will happen to that person?
They said to me, I will progressively become worse and weaker.
So you become weaker?
Yeah. And eventually I would be in a wheelchair.
Yeah.
Like permanently in a wheelchair.
Yeah. So you're a happy little boy running around.
Yeah, I was happy.
In Australia. And then you became weaker.
So I went for a week, I became weaker. So first I had a scooter.
Yes.
I was still walking around. And then from scooter I went to pushchair and I still pushchair.
Yep.
But I still could get out of the pushchair, but, and then from pushchair, I went to power wheelchair.
Yeah.
Just do it.
And so you were around.
I couldn't go long distance, so I started using power chair for long distance.
So you were around 10 or 12 when you went into the permanent wheelchair.
So yeah, I was about 2004. Yeah, I was about,
You're an early teenager anyway.
2012, yeah, I was about 2012, which makes I was about, you see, in 2012, I would have been, what, 10?
Yeah, okay.
2013, I was 12.
So how old are you now?
11, so.
You're 11 now?
I'm 23, so when I was in the wheelchair, in the power wheelchair I got when I was age 10, year 5.
Yeah. And so really? You've been in a power wheelchair for the best, more than 10 years.
But when I was, I got a bunch when I was age 10.
Yeah.
But I officially stopped walking at the age of 12.
Yeah, wow.
At the end of, probably 11 and a half.
Yeah. So now, our series is called Faith Adventures.
Yeah.
Talking about how God takes people on adventure where they have to trust Him. That's mm-hmm. faith.
Yep.
Tell me about where God fitted into your adventure. How did you see Him help you? What did He do? Like when you were adopted, how did God help you? And when you were in a wheelchair, how did He help you?
God helped me to, He gave me realize to use that to use it for His glory. That's why, I can see God has used that to, strengthen my faith and help me to be used by God and, just help me to be used to help out. To tell people about Jesus, that's what I see.
Yeah.
When people see my chair and how I'm plowing through, they realize that they ask me, well, how do you be happy and be in the wheelchair and still follow God?
So what do you answer them when they say that to you?
I just tell them, the wheelchair is not an issue to God. It's not concerned about wheelchair. To God, He doesn't think about it. He only thinks about looking in the heart. He knows what you're capable of. He knows it can be used.
Yeah.
And it can be used anywhere, you know, so he can be used in a powerful way.
Yep. Yeah. And so how have you seen God use you? Are there any stories you want to share about how God used you to be a blessing to others?
I can share a story when I was in Brisbane in Runcorn State High School. I was at that school. And then for that school, I went to a work experience in Bunnings in Underwood, Underwood, South Brisbane, there in Logan.
So you're doing work experience,
yep.
In high school at Bunnings?
When I was about, 2017. So when I was about 15.
Sure. And what happened there?
So I was having lunch break and then I was talking to this lady, this Christian lady. I think her daughter was there and I said, are you Christian? She's like, yes, I am Christian.
Yep.
It's like, she's like, yeah, I used to, so you want to, I asked her to come to church. She's like, I've been, you saying she was ex-Adventist. She said, she said that she was praying for someone to, to God to guide someone to lead her back to church.
So she'd been praying to the church and she was praying, God, can you please get someone to lead me back to church?
And then she realized that she didn't realize I would be the one.
Yeah. And so some young guy in a wheelchair doing work experience says to her, why don't you come to our church?
Yep.
And what happened then?
And then she came to church a couple of days later to my church.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What was that like?
See her there? I was happy to see her. And I was like, for this lady, there's one older lady, she was saying my friend was here.
Yeah.
I saw her and I was sitting next to her and it's crazy to see her. And she was like, long story short, she gets baptized at the Logan Reserve Church.
So she gave her heart to God again.
Yep.
Wow.
Because of me, and she said that on a thing, she said it was, she called out my name, as in,
yeah.
I've been using it. It was even in record, too.
God used. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
What does it feel like to be someone who's been adopted and taken to the other side of the world, and who used to be able to walk and run, but is stuck in a wheelchair now? What's it like to see God using you like that when people say, I follow Jesus because of you? What's that like?
It gives me joy, happiness, and relative, even though I wish I can be used in a way too.
Yeah, that's good.
I don't really. For me, I actually discourage it. So, how can I be used in a wheelchair?
Yeah.
Also, another thing we get discouraged about past mistakes, and we fail in some ways, and we realize, how can God use someone that's simple being like me? That's why we realize that. Even though we're a simple man, God use us in a mighty way. Because God doesn't use perfect people. He uses people that are willing. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not bad. Yeah. He came to God didn't come to call the righteous, but
That's right.
He came to use people that are fallen beings.
Yeah.
Like the only way you can use, the reason we can do, you go use us is, you could use angels, you know? You could use angels if you wanted to, but can angels relate to humanity? No.
Yeah.
So he chose to use us because he knows we can relate to other beings. Yeah. Just like us in same,
That's powerful. So a willing heart, and God chooses and to use people who are broken and fallen.
Yeah, fallen, and don't use your fallen nature as an excuse. And so I found to use because I'm a human being or I'm in a wheelchair or I'm paralyzed. Yeah. Whatever.
And I remember when I
first... I don't speak clearly I don't know how to communicate properly.
Yeah.
Don't use that excuse either, because for me, I've struggled with communication, but God has used me anyway.
Yeah. That's beautiful. I remember when I first met you and you wanted to share the good news of God's love, in street witnessing.
Yes.
I told you, you've got an unfair advantage because people don't listen to people like me generally.
No.
But when someone who's a different colour to them and in a wheelchair and is young, they tend to listen to you.
Yeah, yes.
It's a great blessing to see, Tesla.
Yep.
Yeah. Finally, if you could say one thing to people listening, what would you tell them?
Use the opportunity God has given you and don't make excuses that you're falling. It doesn't matter. God uses falling people, and nothing. Don't make excuses for your circumstances. If you live in a bad neighborhood, or you could be in a wheelchair. Don't use that as an excuse. Because God. Just because you're in a wheelchair doesn't mean you can't use it. Or doesn't mean just because you are not good at talking to people, or you're not good at being a preacher.
Yeah.
Preaching. You don't need to have a certificate or be a preacher to be an evangelist.
Good on you. And you're a living witness of that.
Yep.
Just finally, we're down by the river in Mwilumbah, and across the river here is like a picnic area.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to tell us about the very first time I met you, one Saturday picnic lunch? Tell us what happened there, across the river here.
Yeah, I was there. I was with some group of people from church. We went to picnic. This is a red river here.
Yeah.
Red roof here. So I was there walking around. I was taking a cake to my friend of mine.
Yes.
I was going down very fast.
Going down a hill?
I was going too fast. I was V8
style down the hill.
Yeah, down here.
Yeah. And you're in your wheelchair.
I'm in a wheelchair, and then I was going, I didn't realize there was a big step between the jetty and the I hit that my wheels hit there, and I fell out of it and flew out of it.
You did a Superman.
Superman dive, yeah.
And so you're going down the hill in your wheelchair.
I forgot the wings. I almost had wings.
That's it.
I was about to fly.
And my first experience of meeting you was people saying, Tesla's crashed.
I heard a big bang and my neck was like, looked like someone told me I broke my neck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you couldn't save yourself, could you? So your head hit the ground first, didn't it?
And I was a bit shocked. I was being quite brave there.
Yeah.
I have no tears, nothing. I just.
Yeah.
I could say was the angels were protecting me at that time.
They did. Because it could have been a lot worse. Instead of just.
I could have broken my neck and I hit my chin.
That's right. And there's still scars to prove
there. So I could have hit my neck and broken, but the angels, they helped me they put a pillow.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, quick jump, quick. And they jump right fast.
And those things don't stop you, do they?
Nope.
You got the stitches in, you keep going.
Yeah. I know exactly. People may call this good luck or coincidence, but it's not. It's God's providence right there.
Yeah.
Because almost every time with something good happen, we like to say, oh, look, it just happened. We don't realize that it didn't just happen. The reason it happened is because of God.
That's right.
And then God protects us. That's why.
Yeah.
I really like the enemy's always out to get us, remember?
That's right.
He's out to get it. He's out to get it, but God, He protects us from Satan.
Yeah.
Satan will try to attack us, but God would.
Yeah.
Or we'll say, no, don't touch my child, please. Step back. I see God protecting right there.
That's right. Well, thanks for your time, Tesla. Yep. Appreciate you being on Faith Adventures. And I look forward to this story being a blessing to listeners. Thanks for your time.
Thank you. God bless.
You too, mate.
Isn't Tesla's story inspiring? After hearing it, I felt like I had no excuses to be the blessing God wants me to be. Tesla's story reminds me that God can use anyone to be a blessing whose heart is surrendered to God. A promise of the Bible that encourages both Tesla and me is found in the book of Joshua chapter 1 verse 9. It says, "Have I not commanded you? Be strong and of a good courage. Do not be afraid nor be dismayed. The Lord your God is with you wherever you go." If you want to be a blessing to humanity like Tesfa, and you want to know more about how God can use you, text us at Faith FM on 0488 880 811. That's 0488 880 811, and we can help you more on your faith adventure. Thanks for listening to today's Faith Adventure. I hope you've enjoyed it. This has been Brendan Scale, and I look forward to joining you next time for another exciting faith adventure. God bless.